Let everybody say praise the Lord right now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley right here from Jacksonville, Florida, welcoming you to the good news that we have today. And the good news always comes from God's Word, not from man's thinking or how we discern this or that, but right straight from the Word of God. And the good news is that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And He created everything for man and woman to enjoy.
Amen.
And I want to thank the Lord that He's been our strength. Just want to let everyone know that loves us and prays for us, that the physical therapist came by again today, and that he says that everything is going good. And he said pretty soon, in a couple more days, you'll be on the cane, and then you'll be off the cane, you'll be in good shape.
Amen.
But I want to thank the Lord. Oh, beloved, I want to thank God for His hand that is so faithful.
Amen.
That whenever we reach out, His hand is always there. His hand is always there to grab us and to say, do not be afraid, for I am with you. And there may be some of you today that are living with some kind of a fear. It may be health, it may be family, it may be all kinds of issues. But let me say to you, Jesus cares. Jesus cares about what you're going through. And He wants you to know He loves you.
Yes.
And He wants you to feel His heart. Oh, today I've just been talking to the Lord, and after the physical therapist left, I was just talking to the Lord. Nikki went to take care of some business, and I was out here on our deck, and I was just laying back in the sunshine and just saying, God, it's so good. Oh, God, it's so good to feel Your presence.
Amen.
It's so good to have that blessed assurance, Lord, that You're with us no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, because You've already been there many times over than what we'll ever be. And You endured the cross. You endured the cross for me and for you, beloved. And it's so good to just rest. You know, the Bible speaks about there is a rest for those that love the Lord. And no matter how you feel, no matter what's come against you, no matter what your circumstances are, you can trust the Lord.
Yes.
To help you overcome.
Yes.
And that's what we are. God's people. We are overcomers. We are overcomers through Him that endured the cross, that endured the suffering and the shame.
Yes.
That endured the rejection.
Yes.
And I want to say to you today, don't give up. Don't give up, no matter how bad it looks. No matter how bleak it looks. I started to get on a pity party the other day. And you know what? If you stay in communion with Jesus, He will not let you get on a pity party.
No.
He will let you start seeing the good things that's happening in your life.
Yes.
And I just praise Him for the good things that's going on in Pastor Nikki's in my life.
Yes.
You know, you don't get too old. You don't get too old. God's got a lot of work left, especially for us old people.
Amen. Amen. Lots of
and
fruit.
So thank you for your prayers for me.
Yes.
And what I've been through. This is nothing. A knee replacement is nothing.
Compared.
Oh, there's pain and there's this and there's that and all of that. But you know what? It's nothing compared to the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And today, beloved, I want you to feel the heart of Jesus in this good news that we're bringing today. When Pastor Nikki brings the message, I want you to feel the heart of Jesus.
Yes.
I want you to feel the heart of Jesus whenever I'm speaking. Because I don't want to put my personal feelings out there and forget about my whole life is dedicated to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My whole life is dedicated to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, my Savior, my Lord, my big brother, my best friend. Anything good you can mention, that's what Jesus is to us.
Amen.
So today, don't be disheartened. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
The answer is on the way.
Yes.
God has something good for you and me. And we just got to keep holding on. We got to keep trusting in Jesus. We've got to understand that He never said it would be easy.
Amen.
But one day, when we march into the portals of heaven, and all of God's creation is shouting and praising Jesus.
Amen.
What a day that will be.
Yes.
And we won't even consider what we've been through. We won't even consider it worth mentioning.
Amen.
We'll just be glad that we're home.
Yes.
We'll just be glad that we're home and home at last.
Yes.
So let's go to the Lord in prayer. God loves you.
Yes.
God loves you.
Yes,
you're special.
Yes.
And listen, no matter how far in sin you've gone, you're still special.
Amen.
And it's going to be okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time that you're giving us together now. And you've given us a family. You've given us people that, as soon as they know we're on live streaming, they click on. Thank you for our family. Thank you, God, for those that love us up in West Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. God, we just want to thank you today that you are in control. And we see how everything seems to be in a turmoil. But God, you've got this.
Yes.
Oh God, you've got this. No matter what the turmoil is, you're still God.
Amen.
You're still our Savior.
Yes.
You'll always be the great I Am.
Amen.
And so right now, Lord, I lift those up that are fighting spiritually and mentally and physically, financially, whatever it may be, family problems. God, I hold them up before you and ask for the power of the Holy Ghost right now to come.
Yes.
You are the God of the airwaves.
Yes, Lord.
You are the God of the internet. You are the God of all creation.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, I ask for a miracle time together today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just come to thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have no problems. I don't have no gripes or no complaints.
No.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I've always loved you since that day that you showed me your love for me.
Amen.
And who you really are. I need you, Lord.
Amen.
There's people today watching that really need you. But
yes, Lord.
Many are dependent on what they can do. God, help them to step out of the way and let you take over.
Amen.
Right now, God, I feel your heart today. Oh, I feel your heart speaking.
Thank you, Lord.
People.
Yes.
Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you.
Yes, amen.
Right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray for those that are
Jesus
financially
hurt. Will meet
God.
You.
I know you'll supply that need. Help us to want the things that we need and not just want the things that we want.
Amen.
You promised us you'd take care of every need.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, right now, let your blessings, let the windows of heaven be opened up and your blessings come.
Amen.
Right now. Bless us, your people, God. for those that really love you, for those that are really wanting to please you, for those that are really wanting to walk with you.
Yes, yes.
God, let it happen.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
Do it now, Lord, as only you can.
Amen.
And for that person that's not truly born again, God, let this be the day of visitation.
Thank you,
when
Lord.
They realize their need for a Savior.
Yes, Lord.
That only you, Jesus, can forgive sin and keep us out of the devil's hell. Right now, Lord, let it all happen. In these next few minutes, let it happen. And forgive us, Lord. Forgive us as the body of Christ for being comfortable, for being satisfied, for thinking that we can just do a few things and please you.
Amen.
We need to be all in.
Yes.
Help us, God, to be all in.
All in.
All in. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I tell you, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we just are so happy that God has given us another day.
Amen.
To please Him. To honor Him. And so this is an old song my mama used to sing many years ago. And I thought we'd do it now. It's called I Saw a Man. And I pray that you've seen a man.
Amen.
Nikki's going to get her violin.
The
We're
man
going
of
do
God.
Our best to do this song for you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That good man's Lord. Name is Jesus.
Oh, here comes our congregation, the little ducks. Amen.
Four ducks.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Here
it
goes.
Here we go. Thank you, God.
Let me start it over.
Thank you, Lord.
All right,
love you, Lord.
Here we go.
By the way, Nikki and I love you.
We do.
I saw a
soul is in His care.
My life, my heart, I gave, and my soul was in His care.
Amen.
Beloved, let Jesus take care of your soul, your life, and your heart, and enter into His rest.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
Well, we've got a good message today. Pastor Nikki's coming, and I pray that you'll enjoy it. Praise the Lord.
My soul's been in His care for 42 and a half years, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in those everlasting arms. You know, the other morning, I woke up and I had this moment of anxiety, like I was falling or something. And I quickly ran to the Lord, and He reminded me of this scripture. Listen, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That's from Deuteronomy 33:27. And I thought about that word, underneath. Underneath what? Underneath anything that comes our way, that comes against us. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath this COVID virus are the everlasting arms. Underneath hurricanes are the everlasting arms. Underneath sickness and sorrow,
yes.
Underneath suicide. I had both my parents commit suicide, but I can tell you that as I grieved and as I sorrowed over it all and hurt about it, underneath were those everlasting arms. Those arms are there for you, beloved. No matter what you're going through, God is our refuge. I pray that today you are hiding yourself in the Lord Jesus. You know, I think about sin. I think about 42 years ago when I had a conversation spiritually with my Heavenly Father, and He brought out all the sin in my life. In the book of Exodus 20, the Lord tells us what His law is and what He wants, what He expects from us as His creation, His children, the ones that He loved so much, that He created. And the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And the second commandment says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the third one, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the next one, thou shalt not kill. And God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And He said, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor his car, nor his motorhome, nor his house, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And on that night when the Lord met with me 42 years ago, He showed me that I had broken every single commandment. Beloved, have you loved the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul? Or did you put yourself first? I was thinking about myself, what would make me happy, what I wanted in this life. Oh, sure, I believed there was a God. But I wasn't serving Him with all of my heart, soul, and mind. I wasn't loving Him with everything in me. And then the commandment that says, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, if you have anger in your heart toward anyone, that is like murder.
Well, beloved, I had some deep-seated anger in my heart. And the Lord showed me that night that I had broken that commandment, thou shalt not kill. I hadn't actually taken a gun or a knife and killed someone, but in my heart, I had wished them dead. And I had broken that commandment. And thou shalt not commit adultery. There was fornication in my life before I was married. Then there was adultery after I was married.
Come on.
The first time. And the Lord showed me that I had broken that commandment. And when we go after other things besides God, that is adultery.
Yes.
Amen. Spiritual kind of adultery. Right. Where we go after other things, other people, other gods, instead of the one who loved us, created us, and gave us the breath of life.
Yes.
Oh, and then the Lord showed me how I had broken the commandment not to steal. I had stolen people's integrity by speaking against them, telling things that would hurt their integrity.
Amen. Amen.
When I was a little girl, I stole some bubble gum. The Lord convicted me. I put it back. But you know, stealing, the Lord says, stealing of any kind, stealing someone's good name, stealing somebody's identity, stealing anything, whether it be a pencil or it be something on your job or you've taken something, you say, well, everybody does it. God says, no, that is wrong. And coveting what someone else has. Oh God, I wish I had what so-and-so has. And he says, no, that is wrong. That is a sin. And you know, today as I thought about those everlasting arms that are underneath, those arms are there to save us. They were there that night 42 years ago. He said to me, Nikki, Jesus paid for all of that sin in your life. And as he hung on the cross, those arms stretched out.
Yes.
Those arms were there to save you, Nikki. Beloved, those arms of Jesus are out there to save you. Yes. Underneath you are those everlasting arms. I realized that night that I was plummeting, falling on my way to hell. But underneath were those everlasting arms, and they caught me. And they said, Nikki, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And I turned my heart over to the Lord Jesus that night.
Amen.
I fell in love with him. He gave me a new heart, a heart of love, a heart that wanted to please my Heavenly Father. Oh, how precious, how wonderful it is to know that those everlasting arms are underneath me every single day.
Yes.
This COVID virus, those arms are under there to catch me. I can't fall eternally. If I were to die today because I have repented of those sins, because I have given
my heart to Jesus,
I know that I am safe in those everlasting arms forever and ever. I remember back when my brother died at the age of 54, the asthma attacked his lungs, and he wasn't able to get to his medicine in time, and his heart burst, and he went into eternity that night. And I said, Lord, was he safe? Did you catch him? Is he in those everlasting arms? And a little song came to my heart that I had forgotten when I was a little girl. I learned in Sunday school. It goes like this. Safe am I, safe am I.
Yes, amen.
And I said, oh Lord, thank you that my brother David is safe in those everlasting arms.
Yes.
You know, beloved, we don't know when someone dies as they are dying, that they aren't given the opportunity to come to know the Lord's plan of salvation.
Yes.
That God, our Father, sent his only begotten Son to die on that cross and pay the price for sin. And they are given a chance as they are dying to say, do you believe, will you trust that I've made a way home through my son Jesus? Oh, beloved, the Lord does not want any to perish.
Yes.
And today, I want you to think about those everlasting arms that are underneath you. They're there to catch you. Think of the old song that says, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. And I think of how God catches each and every one of us. And to Him, we are His stars. He wants to mold and shape us and make us into the image of Jesus and glorify Himself for His plan of salvation, and then to glorify His name through our lives. Lord, we love You and we praise You. We thank You for those everlasting arms that are underneath us, that there is nothing that can harm us or hurt us, but we will fall into those everlasting arms. You said even though we fall, it won't be fatal, that You will pick us up and hold us.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We love You, Father.
Yes,
You'll
God.
Carry us. We are Your lambs, and You'll hold us and carry us in Your arms right to the end of our days, even in old age. And we thank You, Father, that those arms are so strong and mighty that
yes.
they fight for us. We thank You and praise You, Father, for Your everlasting arms, for Your love for us. And thank You, Father, that as we believe and trust in the Lord Jesus, whose arms were spread out on that cross for us to pay the price for our sin, that we can have eternal life and be with You forever and ever. Father, use us to glorify You and tell others about Your love and those everlasting arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Thank you.